For the record, we have Speaker Porter, which is appointing representative.
Jewel and myself, we have quorum. We have one matter, Senator 151. We do have someone from the Office of the Prime Sponsor.
Well, that would be me.
Someone to speak on his behalf?
Yep, I guess that would be me. Good morning. My name is Tim Grusendorf, staff to Senator Hoffman. This bill is pretty simple. All it's doing is adding the Bristol Bay Salmon Classic to existing statutes regarding salmon classics. Bristol Bay Native Association has done a lot for scholarships out there in the region. They thought this would just be another way to be able to offer more scholarships to the kids out in the district. And it regards the five salmons. All you have to, take a guess at how many salmon are commercially harvested out of the five major rivers in Bristol Bay. And that's all there is to it.
That's all there is to it. Any questions?
Why are we hearing it?
Why are we hearing it?
Yeah.
We have to have one hearing in the House.
Oh.
The companion bill.
Okay, okay.
That would be the simplest.
That's right.
That's right. Probably the quickest.
Right. Very good.
Seeing no questions then, we'll close public testimony. Representative Coyne.
How much money is projected to be raised from this kind of activity?
Right now they didn't even come out with a, they're going to put a committee together to, they don't even know how much they're going to charge for a ticket at this point, because I know they're too late for this year to start, so they're going to put a committee together. All I do know is all the money that's collected will, there's going to have no administration fees to the corporation that's going to run it. You know, the winner's going to get, they're going to try to mirror the Nenana Ice Classic is what they're planning on doing. But they want to put a committee together and talk about this. And I hear $200,000 was a number that I heard one of the people say from there, but,
The money's going to be used for what now?
Scholarships.
What kind of scholarships?
For college scholarships. And they've done over $400,000 worth of scholarships over the last few years, so they've been doing it already. They just want to increase that amount so they can give more scholarships.
Interesting, just to follow up, Mr. Chair, that you even have to come to us to ask our authorization. I guess it's a state statute requiring this kind of authorization. I would think it would be better to have this local decision. If you want to do it locally, you just do it, but I guess that'd be another piece of legislation that could work out.
I'm a chance, so by statute, they have to come to us.
And I think it's a great idea that you guys are raising money on a private basis as opposed to coming to government for more money. I know I've been preaching that mantra for 7 years now, but this is an example of how money's could be raised privately, and I commend you for that.
Representative Jewel.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I move that we move out of committee Senate Bill 151 with individual recommendations and attach zero fiscal note.
Motion is to move Senator 151 out of committee with individual recommendations and attach zero fiscal note. Other objections? Seeing or hearing none, the bill is gone. Thank you.